Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Also, I was going back and forth with my buddy, and he says, if X is gone, then we, the D? Oh, the D takes a huge step back. It'll be next year if they move him, I think. I don't know if ask your buddy, did the defense improve the first year without him? And see what he said. Watch him go like this. Watch him do that. Tell me, X was injured the whole year, and the defense got better the whole year, and then they won in New England and knocked him out of the bye week and made him go to the wild card round, which was the beginning of the end of the dynasty. So how's that, buddy? Tell him Nick Needham was doing some work. Just tell them like that. I'm not telling you they're better than X. I'm just saying, don't tell me that you're going to take a step back, because that's a general conversation that we can have, but that may not be the fact. You might be able to scheme it in a way that you're fine. Or who's to say that Noah isn't a good player, bro? That's the thing, you know? And also tell your buddy that the guy that drafted X is the guy that drafted Noah. Okay? And it's the guy that found Nick Needham, too, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, just throwing it out there. You know, and if the Holland kid kicks ass, then you can, you know, nudge your buddy and say, oh, he also found Holland, too, here. See that guy kicking ass? That's why we're not worried if X comes or goes. Because it's about the team, not about the individual. So, you know, just tell your buddy that. Tell him, hey, that first year, X wasn't there at all. And did the defense not get better as the year went on? Did they not win in New England in a game that New England desperately needed? And all Miami needed. Oh, and by the way, we were all rooting against Miami. And I wasn't, but I mean, remember, it was the suck for Tua, tank for Tua thing. People hated the wins, right? You remember that year, right? People were hating. Some people were hating every time the Dolphins won because it was hurting their draft position. And they still ended up with Tua. When it's all said and done, you ended up with the guy anyway. That's why I don't assume that, oh, my God, he's gone. We're done. No, man. Hey, I thought Minka was, wow, he's gone and Tunsil's gone, and they won 10 games last year. Wow. Holy crap. Damn. They won 10 games last year without Minka and Tunsil. Damn, they improved. Wow. So they traded away a franchise tackle. They traded away a safety. And now they may trade away a corner, and maybe they keep winning anyway because they keep replacing them and finding a cheaper option as a rookie. You know, let me tell you something. Here's the part, Sean, that nobody thinks of, right? Everybody's always jumping on the negativity, right? Meanwhile, these guys are building this team up. They've won 5 and 10 wins, okay? What if X plays out this year as his final year, because I don't think they'll trade him because of the cap hit. They'll wait till next year. They'll get more value next year. They trade X. And what if Noah steps in and becomes a really good player right from the get-go? And so you end up with more picks. You end up with a cheaper player at that corner spot for more cap space, because you don't, because if he becomes a starter, you don't have to pay him for a few more years because he's a first rounder. I mean, you know what you're going to end up doing again? Then drafting another corner, and then you're cutting Byron Jones 2 years from now. That's how the cycle goes. And that's how the anticipatory GM works. So spin it all you want negative. It could actually turn into a complete positive, just like all the people with the negativity. Oh, I don't want to see the Dolphins win. It's hurting our draft position. I want to tank for Tua. Well, dude, you ended up with Tua. Oh. Come on, man. Let's enjoy the ride. I think I've told you this from the moment that rebuild started. And I know I was called crazy. Enjoy the freaking ride. We got real football people running this team. Give them a chance. They're doing pretty good already so far. I love people nitpicking and all this stuff. They have turned this entire franchise around, and they're headed to better and bigger heights. Give it some time, man. Okay.